Hi, everyone. My name is Will. I'm looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you today, and I believe I have a word that's going to help you in your walk with Jesus. The title of today's message is The Branch That Left the Vine. Let's get into the scripture for today. And it comes out of John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. And I'm going to read it to you right now. And it says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. Now, this is Jesus talking. He says, he cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You've already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot produce, or you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm going to read that last part again. It says, apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, it is so important for us as Christians. We are the branches that scripture is talking about. And Jesus is the vine for us to be connected to him. Being disconnected from Jesus has consequences. You know, and I want to discuss some of those consequences with you, but also the benefits of you being connected to him. Several years ago, when I was a young man, I think I'm still young, but anyway, you know, when I was 12 years old, I became a Christian. I served God throughout most of my teenage life. You know, I served God. I was active in the youth ministry. I was active in the praise and worship ministry at my local church in Florida at the time. And, you know, I became 18 years old. It was time to go ahead and graduate high school. So I graduated high school and I joined the military and I left off in the military and I moved across the country. And when I left, I slowly but surely started disconnecting from Jesus. I stopped eventually, slowly but surely, I started missing days of church. Slowly but surely, I started, you know, not reading my Bible. I stopped praying. I disconnected myself from all my Christian friends. And before you knew it, I was totally disconnected. I was out there and I was partying and I didn't want anything to do with Jesus at the time. And I kept feel Jesus in my heart calling me back saying, you know, William, when are you going to come back, Will? Come back. And the Holy Spirit, because he's gentle, he was tugging at my heart all the time. But I was being rebellious and I just stayed out there. And I'm going to tell you, the more you disconnect yourself from Jesus, you're disconnecting yourself from his protection. And so things in my life started going wrong. And you know what happened? You know, one thing for another. You know, I got sick at the time. I got into bad relationships. You know, I got financially unstable. And the story goes on. Why? Because I was from under God's Jesus covering and I had disconnected myself from him. Eventually, like the prodigal son, I came back to him. And my life was renewed, it was restored, and I had purpose. So I want to tell you today that a fruitful life requires you to stay connected to Jesus, which takes me to my first point. Don't leave. Stay connected. Don't leave. Don't make the mistake that I did as a young man. Stay connected to Jesus. John chapter 15, verse 4 says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So the Greek word for to remain is meno, and it means to abide, to stay, to continue in. So you cannot, you know, get your power that you need to live this Christian life if you don't stay and remain and continue in Jesus. So you can't have one foot in, like I did at first, in God and have one foot outside of God. You need to stay connected to him because he wants all of you. He doesn't want to share you with the world. He wants all of you. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you. You know, I've been married now going on almost 23 years. You know, I got married when I was 4 years old. I'm just joking. Okay. Is it 23 years? Maybe it's 24. I don't remember. But anyway, it's been for a long time. But I love my beautiful wife, Noriko, and I love my kids. But you know what? If I were to spend time with her, but yet at the same time, I want to go ahead and spend time with someone else, our relationship is not going to work, right? I can't. My wife does not want to share me with anybody. And likewise, I don't want to share her with anybody. You know, sometimes, you know, she has to share me with my hobbies. And she may get a little bit upset. Why? Because she doesn't want to share me with anyone else. Now, she's not being selfish, but she knows and I know that we cannot grow in a relationship if we have divided, if we have divided hearts. So if my heart is invested in someone else and also invested in my wife, she wants my whole heart. And Jesus wants your whole heart. He wants all of you. He wants an intimate connection with you. He doesn't want to share you with anybody else. Because when you're connected with Jesus in that intimate relationship, you have power. You have power to go ahead and produce fruit. And you have power to go ahead and live this Christian life. Now, what are the fruit that you produce in your life? What I'm talking about is the fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, love, patience, kindness. You start to produce the characteristics of Jesus and you begin to look like him when you're sharing relationship, intimate relationship with him. You know, have you ever seen two people that have been married for a long time? They're individually different, but they look and they act the same. Why is that? Because they're sharing life with each other. And us as believers, we should be sharing life with Jesus. And the more that we share an intimate relationship and our life with him, the more we start to look like him. The more we become Christ-like, and the more the world will look at us and say, there's something different about that person. That person, I don't know what it is, but there's something different about them. Why? Because we look like Jesus. But you can only start to look and live like Jesus and act like Jesus when you're connected to Jesus. So he wants that intimate relationship with you. But you can only do that by staying connected and not leaving. Abide in him. Continue with him, even when the times get hard, abide in him. Even when you want to run away, continue in him. Even when trials and tribulations come, continue in him because he's your source of power. For example, if I have a lamp and I unplug it from the wall, my lamp is going to fail to shine. Why? Because it's disconnected from its source. If I were to go outside and have a couple of orange trees in my front yard, if I was to go ahead and tear off the branch from the tree while the orange, before it becomes ripe, that orange is never going to become ripe. Why? Because it's been cut off from his vital source of nutrition, which is the tree, the vine. And that vine gives life-giving nutrients and nutrition and energy and power that actual orange needs to grow. And that's what Jesus gives. He's our life-giving source of power. And we can only get that power that we need for godly living and also to accomplish his purposes when we're connected to him. So if you're disconnected from him today, connect to him. If you're sharing maybe your heart with something else, doesn't have to be a person. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe you're sharing most of your time with your video games. Maybe you're sharing most of your time doing something good. You can overdo something good and then, you know, lose the benefit of it. Like, for example, you can spend all your time in the gym to the point where you overwork your muscles and you don't spend time with Jesus. So whatever it is that maybe your heart is divided and you're not giving Jesus your whole heart in that area, give your whole heart to him and connect fully with him this year. I'm not saying to stop your hobbies. I'm saying take some time out of your day, even if it's just a little bit of time, and spend some time talking to him. Get connected with Jesus, and you're going to experience the power that you need to make it through 2021, and accomplish the purpose and plans that he has for you. My second point is allow for pruning. Ooh, this is the hard part. What is pruning? Pruning is to cut off or cut back parts of a tree or plant for better shape or more fruitful growth. John chapter 15, verse 2 says, he cared for the branches connected to me. So he cares for you. You're the branch. You're connected to Jesus, right? By lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. So what Jesus does this, it's like a gardener. He sees a tree. And that tree, he begins to cut off the branches on that tree that are fruitless and haven't grown fruit for a while and that are not contributing to the tree's growth and its beauty. So he begins to cut them off. It reminds me of a story. About a month ago, we had the gardeners come in our backyard and we had some beautiful trees and they cut off all of the trees. I mean, they cut them down and the trees were big and green and they gave shade. They're tropical type trees. I'm not quite sure the name, but the tropical beautiful trees, and they gave shade to the backyard and my daughter used to love them. But she went in the backyard and she saw the trees that were cut down, and she began to almost cry. She said, Daddy, what happened to the trees? This is my 8-year-old Lilia. What happened to the trees? They cut the trees back. They were so pretty. Why did they destroy the trees? And she was mad at the gardener. And I said, you know what? It's all part of the pruning process. They have to cut the trees in order for the trees to grow even stronger and more beautiful and be more fruitful. And then she understood. Because a few months later, the trees have regrown and they're more beautiful than ever. So maybe you're going through a pruning process in your life. Maybe you're going through a time that's uncomfortable because the pruning process isn't necessarily a comfortable time. Maybe God is cutting some things within your life. Maybe he's cutting back some of the things that you shouldn't be connected to. Maybe he's cutting back some of the bad relationships that you shouldn't be connected to. Maybe he's cutting back some of the sin that you have hidden within your life, and he's cutting it back because he cares for you. He loves you. He wants to make you more beautiful. He wants you to grow into the man or woman of God that he's called you to be. So he's cutting back things within your life. So allow for the pruning process within your life. Allow God to cut back those things that don't necessarily produce fruit at all. Allow him to cut those things back. Oftentimes, we make the pruning process more painful because we hold on to these things. We say, God, I don't want to go ahead and let it go. I want to hold on to it. I want to hold on to it because, you know, I love this thing. But God says, let it go. Let me cut it from your life so that you can grow. Allow him to prune back those things that are not producing fruit. Allow him to do it because he is your father, your heavenly father, and he knows best. He wants you to produce the fruit and characteristics of the Holy Spirit in your life. That joy, that peace. You can have greater joy. You can have greater peace. You can walk in greater love. You can walk in greater power. But you need to allow him to cut back the things in your life that are not fruitful. And I know it's painful. I know you're wondering, why am I going through this right now? It's part of the pruning process. Allow it. Because if God loves you, he's going to go ahead and prune you to make you more beautiful. Just like the gardeners came in my backyard and they began to prune the trees. And now the trees are stronger than they ever were before because he cut those things back. He's cutting back things in your life this year, even now, to make you more beautiful and more stronger as you walk through 2021 and as you walk in your life. The pruning process happens, and it happens, you know, on a schedule only known by God and as needed for your growth, because you are not like me. I am not like you. All of us are different, and we all need to be pruned at different points in our lives. But allow God, who's a master gardener, to go ahead and prune the areas of your life that he needs to prune. Why? Because he cares for you and he cares about your growth. Let's go to the third point. Avoid living by your own effort. You know, when we disconnect from Jesus, every time we disconnect from Jesus, what happens is we try to live out life in our own strength. When I backslid and I walked away from God several years ago when I was a young man, I tried to live my life in my own strength. I said, I don't need God. I'm out here. I'm having fun. So I thought, I don't need God. You know, I have these other relationships and these are better than any relationship I ever had. You know, when I was in the church, this is great. So I thought, I disconnected from him. And you know what? I started to live under my own strength, in my own effort. And after a period of time, at first, I thought I was okay. And I was at first. So I thought. But over a period of time, I gradually became weak. So when the trials and tribulations of life began to come, when hard times came, I began to stumble. And now I got knocked down. And the more I got knocked down, the harder it became for me to get up. It's almost like, you know, when you see your child, if you have a kid, and you're telling your child the right thing to do, and over a period of time, your kid doesn't want to listen, you say, okay, I'm going to let life teach you. So you just stay back and allow your kid to go through a little bit of hard time. And then what happens, the kid comes back, he or she, and goes, you know, Dad, you know, you were right. You know, everything you told me was right. You know, I should have did things the way you said. And the same thing happened with me. God allowed me to go through that process. Why? And I didn't leave. God never left me. I left him. And he allowed for me to feel how it was like to be disconnected from him. You never know what you have until it's gone or you're disconnected from it. So God wants you to avoid being disconnected so that you don't have to live on your own effort. You know, Jesus said that my burden is easy and my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Meaning it's not the fact that you're not going to have to work in life, but he doesn't want you to have to walk and move through life in your own effort in order for you to accomplish what he has for you, in order for you to live this life. You know, and when you're disconnected from Jesus, when you're not connected to the vine, you start to feel like your life is burdened because you're doing it in your own strength. And sometimes, even as Christians, we're connected to him, but we still try to do things in our own strength. We still try to accomplish things within our own strength. Even we're connected with him, and we go through life going, I have to be good. It's almost like we're striving. You know, I got to do better. You know, you like that? And we're striving and we're struggling and we're trying with all our might. But God doesn't want you to live this life in your own strength. But he wants you to be connected to him so that you can live through his power and not your own effort. So he wants you to connect to him today. So if you're disconnected, if you're that branch like I was, and you're disconnected from Jesus, and you're living life in your own effort, reconnect with him today. So before I close, I want to give you some next steps to help you stay connected or get connected with Jesus. The first one is stay connected to Jesus through simple prayer and journaling. You know, simple prayer is simply talking to Jesus. The same way I'm talking to you right now. The same way I would talk to my wife. If I fail to talk to my wife or my children, our relationship is going to eventually erode. It's going to die. So same thing with your relationship with Jesus. You need to talk to him on a daily basis. Talk to him. It doesn't have to be long. Just tell him how your day's going. Go ahead and petition him. Ask. Speak to him the same way that I'm talking to you right now. Go ahead and spend time talking to Jesus. And also spend time hearing from him. Because oftentimes we do a lot of talking, but we don't do enough listening. So journaling is simply that. You read a scripture. And after you've read that scripture, you listen to, you know, what that scripture means and you think about it, you ponder, you meditate on what that scripture means for you in your life right now. And then you write it down. And what that is, that's God speaking to you through his word. And you're not going to grow if you're not spending time journaling and reading His Word and talking to Him. Because that's important for your connection. It's important to establish that intimate relationship by you connecting with Him through simple prayer and journaling. And last but not least, stay connected to a local body of believers. That's your local church. And if you're connected with Lifehouse, any of our over 50 campuses worldwide, get involved with the Dream Team. Get involved with the Connect Group, because we're not an island. We can't do this life alone. You don't disconnect yourself like I did. I don't want you to experience the same thing that I've experienced. Connect with the body of believers, because when life gets hard, if you have that Connect Group there, or you have your local body there, your Dream Team there, you know what? They're going to help you get through that hard time. They're going to help you to stay strong. They're going to give you the accountability that you need as a believer. So go ahead and connect with your local church. Go ahead and connect with your Connect Group. Join one today. So in closing, if you've been away from Jesus for some time, maybe you're disconnected. Maybe life got in the way. And maybe you walked away from Jesus. You know what? Jesus is there with open arms for you today. He loves you. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you, and He wants you to come back. So if you're disconnected from Jesus, or maybe, you know, you never, ever had a relationship with Him, and during this message, Jesus has started knocking on the door of your heart, and you sense, hey, you say, hey, Will, I want to give my life to Jesus today. Right now, I want to give you the opportunity. On the count of three, I want you to go ahead, wherever you are, to pray with me. One, Jesus loves you. Two, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Three, on the third day He rose for your sins, and He's sitting on the throne of God right now with His arms open wide for you. Won't you accept Him? Let's pray. Pray after me. Dear Jesus, I believe in You. Thank You for forgiving me. Come into my heart, and I will follow You. If you prayed that prayer, there are angels in heaven right now. They're celebrating. They're rejoicing. Why? Because you made the best decision, an eternal decision, the best decision that you could have ever made in your life. You've given your life to Jesus. And now you can walk in His plans and purpose and the power that He has for you. So stay connected with Him. And thank You for connecting with Him today. You know what? I want to pray for one more group of people also. All of you out there before I end. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank You, Lord, for this word. I pray that it will fall on good soil and it will produce much fruit in our lives. Help us stay connected to You and fruitful. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. It's been good talking to you. Thank you for joining us today. And I'll see you next time. Take care and God bless.